Dreamscape presents Midnight Hour, a chilling anthology of crime fiction from 20 authors of color. Edited by Abby L. Vandiver. Narrated by Leon Nixon, Catherine Ho, Torian Brackett, Carolina Hoyos, Savvy Desitage, and Shantae McCormick.
Forward. My dear reader, I'm not usually one who enjoys reading the foreword to most books, fiction or nonfiction. Frankly, I find most forewords boorish wastes of time, an unnecessary delay in gratification. Let me tell you why what you are about to read is important. Dear God, just let me get into the meat of the thing and decide on its importance or lack thereof myself. Forewords to books are, at least for me, much akin to a droll, self-satisfied waiter unctuously describing the mesmerizingly delicious taste of a medium-rare, bloody-centered steak paired with a superior Pinot Noir. All the while said waiter is taking perverse pleasure in listening to the carnivorous hunger rumblings of my stomach. Ditch the preamble. Just give me the damn steak. With that in mind, let's not think of these few words as a forward. Think of this as the only fair and true warning you will receive. Put this book down right now and move on to a read that is less alive. Something with less than a quickened pulse. Fewer shadows twitching in midnight's periphery. Midnight Hour, a crime fiction anthology composed completely from writers of color, will draw you in, seduce you, with its brilliant, luminescent storytelling. Storytelling that revels in the often quiet, dark carnivore lurking at the back of your mind and in the suppressed, primeval corners of your soul. You will see through the eyes of the other, different perspectives, and you will dance through these pages under a starless canopy of deliciously harrowing experiences and breathtaking moments of criminal terror. But again, be forewarned. Seduction is not, nor was it ever, without its costs. You may well be at risk of having your dreams infected with nakedly revealed fears and an unusual assortment of criminal perversions, sicknesses of the soul, and grotesqueries of the mind that make our shared humanity sometimes considerably less than human. Therefore, I would suggest you not wait until the midnight hour to begin reading this anthology, should you decide, against your better judgment, of course, to invite the deformed lives of many of these characters home with you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?